Hey, whoa, hey, hey, yeah, I'm making a change today. The liquor's been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a... Ah, dear. Swerving them potholes, not trying to fuck up the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes, isn't it? Life is a series of potholes, isn't it? You try and swerve them, without question, you're going to drive straight into them. You'll fuck up, and then sometimes you'll fuck up big. Things will come to a head. A. There's the big stuff that happens every few years, maybe less. The huge stuff that you just go to one or two friends, best friends, for advice. I go to the same two people for advice. One of my mates is considered and gives me things from all sides, doesn't necessarily take my side, which I think is important in a friend. So many times a friend just blindly backs their best friend. So dull, so predictable. Yeah, I think that, and also my best friend who copies everything I do and think and say and feel thinks the same, so it must be right. Ludicrous. But then I go to another friend, and I know the advice I'm going to get from him. Because it's the same every time. But it's beautiful to hear. And every time I go to him, I guess it's just a test to see if the advice will ever change. But it never, ever changes. Everything could have gone to shit. Someone could have done the worst thing to me, spread loads of shit about me. Someone could have... be slandering me, manhandling me, gerrymandering me, whatever that is. And his advice will always be exactly the same as to what to do next. Do nothing. When he first gave me this advice, like 20 years ago, when I first met him, he was talking about his own life that had gone to shit. He'd fallen out of love with his wife and was in love with someone else. And I said, well, this is a really difficult situation, he said. No, it isn't, because I'm going to do nothing. I always do nothing. Whatever disaster is impending, I just always do nothing. I bury my head in the sand and things always blow over. Or the tsunami hits me, but if I do nothing, it leaves it to fate. As soon as you do something, you leave yourself open to regrets that you shouldn't have done what you did. Always do nothing and you never have regrets. His motto is absolutely, you don't regret the things you don't do. How can you? You haven't done them, so you have no idea if they were going to go tits up anyway. You only regret the things you did and they ended up fucking up your life. So do nothing. When you think about it, it's genius. Do nothing. So everyone's thinking after the pandemic, what's next? Where do we go from here? One thing many of us haven't had over the last 18 months is any regrets. Because if something bad happened because of the pandemic, it wasn't your fault, was it? Even if even if people got infected, I hope you don't regret it, because we still need to live rather than just exist. So in the main, regrets have gone out of the window. So maybe, just maybe, let's follow my mate's advice. Let's do nothing. Why do we have to do something? Why? Where does doing something get us? Usually goes to shit, doesn't it? If we can make ourselves happy doing nothing, surely that is the very best thing. I use his case as an example. He fell out of love with his wife and fell in love with someone else, but he did nothing. So his wife eventually got bored of the lack of love and got the divorce, so he had no regrets there. And she moved out into a different flat, but he kept quite a bit of the money and he started a relationship with this other person and she got quite abusive and started ripping his hair out in anger. But still, he did nothing. And this confused her to such an extent as she needed a reaction. It was like pulling hair out of a carpet. She got bored and moved on with someone else, and so he carried on doing nothing, not going out, ever. Apart from about 5 years ago, he went to a family party and he did nothing, he just sat in the corner. And a friend of his cousin was there, and the next day she texted him and said, "Great to meet you." And he was confused as he didn't meet anyone at that party, he just sat in the corner and did nothing. He swears he never met her. Anyway, there's a bit of text back and forth, and he said to me, "What should I do?" And I said, "Well, you need to tell her you didn't meet her. She's mistaken and a nutter." And he said, "No, I'll do nothing." Anyway, a couple of weeks of texting later, this girl who still hasn't met him sends him a picture of her phone. She's got a picture of him on Facebook, and he's now her screensaver. And she's acting like she's in a relationship with him. And he calls me. And he says, "Oh my God, she's mental. What do I do?" And I say, "Stop texting her. Do nothing." And he says, "No, I can't. I can't do that. That's rude. Stopping text her is doing something. Counterintuitively. What? Well, stopping text her is something. If I carry on the odd text, then that's doing nothing. Doing nothing is not doing nothing. It's more don't rock the boat. Anyway, so they met finally. She had two kids from a previous disaster. He didn't really fancy or even like her very much, but he didn't want to rock the boat. So he started a relationship with her. And then he phoned me up and said she wants to marry me. And I said, "Well, obviously don't do that. You don't like her. She's basically really horrible to him by all accounts." But if he said no, if he said no, that would be doing something, wouldn't it? That would be rocking the boat. So anyway, cut a long story short. You know where this is heading. Cut to 3 years down the line. He never does anything. He never rocks the boat. They're now divorced. She's got the house, most of the money. And I tell you what he's got. Nothing. "I'm making a change today. The liquor's been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A bus is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I've told you the truth, So in short, today's lesson is... learn from my friend. What's next? Do something. Do something. Always. Do something. Always do something. If you're feeling terrible after the last 18 months, go for a walk. Forget a previous episode and go to that party, that gathering of fellow lost souls, and just... look around. You don't even have to talk to anyone. And you never know what's next.